Organizing waiting for. Like reminders of the action you need to do, reminders of all the things you're waiting to get back from or get done by others have to be sorted and grouped. You won't necessarily be tracking discrete action steps here, but more often final deliverables or projects that others are responsible for, such as the tickets you've ordered from the theater, the scanner that's coming for the office, the okay on the proposal from your client, and so on. When the next action on something is up to someone else, you don't need an action reminder, just a trigger about what you're waiting for from whom. Your role is to review that list as often as you need to and assess whether you ought to be taking an action such as checking the status or lighting a fire under the project. You'll probably find it works best to keep this waiting for list close at hand in the same system as your own next action's reminder lists. The responsibility for the next step may bounce back and forth many times before a project is finished. For example, you may need to make a call to a vendor to request a proposal for a piece of work on your calls list. Having made the call, you then wait for the vendor to get back to you with a proposal. The proposal goes to your waiting for list. When the proposal comes in, you have to review it. It lands on your read-review stack basket. Once you've gone over it, you send it to your boss for her approval. Now it's back on your waiting for list, and so on. You'll get a great feeling when you know that your waiting for list is the complete inventory of everything you care about that other people are supposed to be doing. Using the original item as its own action reminder. The most efficient way to track your action reminders is to add them to lists or folders as they occur to you. The originating trigger won't be needed after you have processed it. You might take notes in the meeting with your boss, but you can toss those after you've pulled out any actions and projects associated with them. While some people try to archive voicemails that they still need to do something about, that's not the most effective way to manage the reminders embedded in them. There are some exceptions to this rule, however. Certain kinds of input will most efficiently serve as their own reminders of required actions, rather than your having to write something about them on a list. This is particularly true for some paper-based materials and some emails.